And you can start things off today in Boots and Salutes. Go ahead.
All right. Concerning the Stanley Cup playoffs in Vegas, with their armor, their fanfare, and all their unnecessary shouting, I thought I was at a circus. And I believe that the true meaning of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs went right out the window as far as Vegas was concerned during their preliminaries. I enjoy hockey, I enjoy the NHL, but I felt some parts of last night were very sad indeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I never thought that I would say the following, but I am going to salute the Liberal government. They have just bought the Kinder Morgan pipeline, and that darn thing's going to get built starting tomorrow, figuratively. So good on them for buying the pipeline and forcing this ahead. Good for all the provinces in the West.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank everybody who came out to help put out a grass fire out Windgard Ferry Road, from two fire departments to the RM workers to all the farmers that pitched in. That's greatly appreciated.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a boot to the city. Yesterday they street swept around the Brevard Park area, and it was about 20 after 3 when the kids were getting out of Brevard School and the mothers and fathers were there to pick them up. Up comes the 5 sweepers down the road, one tandem truck, a water truck, with 2 tow trucks there hooked onto people's cars to tow them. That was just total mismanagement on the part of the city.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to salute all my NDP friends. Thank you very much.
All right, 938-0600. Toll free, 1-800-667-3727. And yes, that does seem a little unfortunate when, you know, I'm sure, I would like to hope in my mind that, you know, that somebody wasn't saying, oh yeah, we should not get to the school zone until they're getting out of class, right? It just probably worked out that way.
Just worked out that way.
But unfortunate.
I'm with you. I like to believe people's intentions were good, and
yeah.
If things go sideways, it was an accident.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to boot the guy who developed that video game for school shooting.
Right.
I think us as consumers, we can control that, how rich he gets off this. We just won't purchase it. People need to know what they're buying and watch what their children are buying. Thanks.
You know, and she's absolutely right on this, and I couldn't agree more. The mm-hmm. unfortunate part is people are jerks. There's a lot of jerks out there who think that this is hilarious, this is an exciting game, they'll buy it and tell all of their friends that they have it, and because they, you know, they don't care. It's just sad. And I was just, I just posted up here on Twitter, too, because it's our question on CJWWradio.com. You go in and have your say, and whether or not that there should be laws against stuff like this, because there's a video game called Active Shooter, and the game's description online says, players are given the option to either be a shooter or a SWAT team member simulating a shooting in a school. And that's how it's described. So they're laying it all out there. There's nothing illegal about it. But certainly, the guy's the developer, and it is a guy, the developer is a jerk.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you can do about that. It's not illegal to be a jerk. And unfortunately, she's right. Don't buy the video game, but there are so many other jerks out there who will think this is hilarious.
I would agree. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd just like to say, if you voted NDP, you probably don't have any friends. Thanks.
Okay. 938-0600, toll-free, 1-800-667-3727. Maybe one thought, just a final thought on that. I don't think that the consumer of that game will be children. I think that it's going to be more
guys who live in their parents, guys who live in their parents' basement.
Absolutely. I think it'll be more older teens, 20s-ish. Like, I can very much confidently say that in our circle and network of parents, that I can't see any of them.
Can't see any of them buying it for their kids or allowing their kids to buy it.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's going to be those guys who live in their parents' basements, eat Hot Pockets, and haven't showered in a week and a half.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I want to salute the guy who is smart enough to figure a way to trap those jerks that are dumb enough to play that game or whatever, the authorities will love having that info. Take care. Have a good one.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, well, I'm a friend of the NDP.
Okay.
Wait a minute. That woman just brought up
That's a great
thought.
Point, isn't it?
Maybe the cops.
Oh, yeah.
What if the cops have created this game? And they are now using it as a way to track potentials psychos who may want to do something like that. Oh, this is a great conspiracy theory. That's what I would throw out there. Throw out there like crazy, and then anybody who's thinking of buying the game, you got to think twice. Maybe the cops are tracking you. You don't know. Oh, that's genius, ma'am. I don't know if you're right, but that's genius.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I like her thinking.
It's a 7:58, couple of moments to get your thoughts on with Boots and Salutes this morning. Two things, I love going back and looking at history. That's one of the things that I love doing. And it was this date, this week, last year, where city council were talking about a couple of issues. Number one, they were talking about spending $600,000 to survey the rail lines.
Okay.
So did the report that we received earlier this year that said basically it's going to cost a lot of money if we want to move the rail lines and really building overpasses and underpasses is going to cost a lot, which was really the outcome of the report, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that cost us $600,000? Like, really?
Well, it was. You know what? When I listened to your description, which is about the same, they added a little more detail. So for the $600,000, we got some more detail.
Okay, gotcha.
So we got some actual numbers to tag with that.
And the other thing that we were talking about and was being discussed at City Council and I believe was passed was spending $1.2 million on building a fence around the water treatment plant, which hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet. Wow, look at you.
I know, just some interesting
things. Historical Dave.
I know.
Following up, hey, you keep their feet to the fire, Dave. We need guys like you.
Maybe it's just they're thinking of taking me up on my offer. I was going to come in under budget about $900,000. I'll put up a fence.
You'll put up a fence?
I can do it for you.
You and some of your buddies there, a couple of cases and some pizzas.
We got it covered.
That fence will be up in no time.
That's right. We're not moving anything. We got it.